Time for the Straight From The Street Sports Report. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. In the NBA, Air Jordan, he's not the one to acknowledge the stars of today, where the youngins are now fighting for his attention. King James last night dropped 61 points on Jordan's Bobcats, hit his first 8 three-pointers, shot 66%, made 22 of 33 shots, scored 24 points in the first quarter, 24 points in the first half, 25 points in the third alone. Now, LeBron afterwards said, listen, I'm trying to be everyone's MVP. Now, Melo, of course, when he was told what happened, he asked, it was against the Bobcats, right? Then he laughed. Of course, the Bobcats are doing better than the Knicks this season.
They never lie.
Charlotte sitting seventh and the Knicks. But in Melo's defense, he did drop 62 points on the Bobcats this year. So maybe that's why he laughed. Wizards came from 19 down in the fourth, close within two, but didn't get any closer. Lost by six to the Grizz, ending that six-game win streak. Knicks lost to the Pistons. Lakers edged out by the Blazers. Second 10-day contract for Jason Collins with the Nets. College B-ball Tar Heels with 12 straight wins, held on to beat the Irish by two, led by as many as 14. UVA with 13 straight, now up to fifth in the rankings. NC State by seven over Pitt. Ladies of UConn, number one, beat Louisville by 20 for a 31-0 regular season. Former NFL baller, get this, Clinton Portis, right? He needed Uber the other day. He was ready to leave Charlotte, after the CIAA. He was expecting a luxury car or a limo to pick him up. Well, the driver pulled up in the 99 Civic eating chicken. Of course, you had to tweet about that one. He had that one all over Instagram, and that was his ride to the airport. He didn't tip. He said the driver did refuse a tip, but I'm thinking I would have refused to pay altogether. Michael Sam is denying that taking that naked selfie. In fact, according to his agent, it's not him at all. Now, we know
how would his agent know?
Well, I mean, it better not be him, according to his agent, or he won't make any money. Now, according to his agent, well, we do know from the picture that the face was covered by an iPad, so we don't know who it was, but his agent is coming out saying it wasn't him. Now, Washington Redskins have decided to put the tag on Arakpo, Brian Arakpo. And now, of course, if another team decides to take him, he's like a restricted free agent. If another team decides to take him, they will have to give up two first-round picks. But if the Redskins keep him, that one-year deal will be worth somewhere around $11.5 million, very close to $12 million.
Nice.
And I don't think the Washington Redskins can afford to pay that for one player. And that's just my two cents.